It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Two of my assassins are dead. I will not tolerate failure. I'm the man who will maintain the dignity of this evil organization.
What the hell was that?
Volcanic eruption!
Sure.
May I present to you my spy in the Ministry of Defense? Fat bastard.
First things first, where's your step? I've got a turtle head poking out.
Charming.
I'm not kidding. I got a on deck that could choke a donkey. Oh, it's squidgy. Oh, Christ, I'm getting all emotional from it, you know?
Right. Fat bastard, could I have my mojo, please?
Where's my money?
All right, give him his money.
Jesus Christ, he's tiny. I have a bigger chunks of corn in my...
Wait a minute. He kind of looks like a baby.
Come here, I'm gonna eat you! I'm bigger than you, I'm higher in the food chain! Get in my belly! Come on! You're lucky, wee man! Ah!
Can I have a hug?
Dr. Evil, let me make you a deal, all right? You get the mojo, you keep your money, and I'll get your baby.
Right.
I want my baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back ribs. I want my baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back ribs.
Excuse me.
Chili baby back ribs.
Dr. Evil, what are we going to do about Powers?
Austin Powers is no longer a threat to me. I have his mojo.
Stay tuned now as Phil Silvers guest stars on... The Beverly Hillbillies.
Live from the WJFK studios.
The hell was
in
that?
The historic radio district of Fairfax, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak, Beth Ann McBride, and Joe Ardinger. And now, here's Mike.
Hold it! What's the matter?
Hold it, I was turning up my headphone level.
It's tiny.
Ooh, it's a turtle head poking out. It is Monday, April 21st, 2008. Welcome to week two. I don't think I'll say that for every week from now on, but for
show
week two.
Show number six.
Show number six in the Mike O'Mara vault. We're putting it away. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Get on the line to get on the air. This is going to be a goofy show today. I'm going to tell you that up front. 877-365-3636. We invite you to visit WJFK.com. Click on my shrunken head.
Click on Mike.
Once there, check out podcasts, post your thoughts in the forum, and email us if you choose. And coming soon, somewhere before Christmas, they tell me, MikeOmara.com. Now,
could you imagine a better Christmas gift?
Before we get started, I have to say this, and I think you guys are going to appreciate this. I really do. A few things changed when we started doing the new show. One of the things that changes is we have what's called a pre-show roundtable, where everybody comes into the office before the show, and we all sit down, and we go over the day's highlights.
Right.
And the day's lowlights! And I have to say that as much as CK has been just a wonderful supporter of the show...
Great guy.
I suddenly, as he walked into the office right as we were doing our roundtable, I became just aware that he is the boss.
You were being watched.
Yes.
He is the boss. And
big brother.
I just became a little edgy. Did you sense his presence as I did?
I did.
Did you feel his presence like I did?
I sensed his presence.
Well, it's a different day. You know, we have Our Lady back with us today. So that was fine. I swear to God, talk about not missing a beat. I mean, I felt like she'd been there for every show that we gotten ready for. I'm talking about Beth Ann McBride.
I felt like she was out for like a week and a half with pneumonia, and now she's back.
But CK, and speaking of pneumonia, it's funny you bring that up.
I don't know why it was on my mind.
Mike, are you okay?
What is the difference between Mucinex and Mucinex DM?
I think the DM has a decongestant, so it's going to make you hyper.
Well, I took the DM, silly.
The DM stands for dextromethorphan.
Ah, thank you, Buzz. What does that mean?
A cough suppressant.
Well, anyway, that's all well and good.
And it'll help you sleep.
But does it make you drowsy? Because I feel kind of agitated.
How many did you take?
I take me the one.
That's all?
I took the one. They said you could take two, but I took one because knowing that I had to come in here and do a show.
When
I
they
to...
say I take one or two, man of my size, I always take two.
Really?
Without looking back.
Well, I'm a man of larger carriage. We've been saying that a lot on both shows, both the midday show and this show. Men of larger carriage, but it was just, I love CCAM. He's been really good to us. He's been really nice bringing us back over here to Fairfax and being very supportive. But suddenly, at that very moment, it was management against us, and he was standing there
staring, like
the crypt keeper, right, leaning up against the wall. I don't want to ask him not to do it anymore.
He wants very badly for you to think that he's on your side.
Yes.
Well, I thought he was on our side until
sure
that moment.
Is.
I need to talk to him. Can we get him in here, please? I just want to ask him some questions because these are the questions I would not ask him if I was, you know,
just in the
one-on-one
office
with him. But
right.
There is
a safety, as we learned long ago.
Power of the microphone.
Getting to the truth here in the studio. It works better than any lie detector known to man.
And I don't know if he's listening to this right now, if he's listening and, you know, amused at this or his feelings are hurt, but I don't care because this is just, we're delicate, sensitive beings, we in this business.
If he's listening, it's post-delay, so he hasn't heard it yet.
Okay. All right. So, did you hear anything? Did you, first of all, CK, welcome.
There's the man.
Chris Kynard. I know
he
needs
a DJ
joking
name.
Huh?
He needs a DJ name, like Klein.
Like CK.
Chris Gold.
How about Johnny Lube? How's that?
I like it.
All right, Johnny Lube is in here right now, our program director. And did you hear what we were talking about before?
You ever use headphones before?
I didn't realize
what
it made you
nervous. What is the problem with the headphones?
I'm a little bit nervous. Beth Ann, by the way, is upset that I'm in here before she is today.
She is?
Yeah, she's very
upset, and it's the first day.
Yeah.
Part of the buildup.
Yeah, you know. I mean, I'm expecting her to be upset about at least something. She'll be
in here plenty.
Mike is doing a tantric radio show.
First of all, before we get to you, do you think Beth Ann was, were you in there when we were talking about the event, the Junkies event this Friday night?
Yeah, she didn't seem too excited.
But I mean, I made it kind of, well, it's a boys' night out.
Yeah.
And it's really.
But we're having the Battle of the Bulge, and I thought she might be able to judge that. It's been a while, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, she can come, but I mean, I don't.
I'm guessing.
I'm getting the car. I'm getting the car, and we're all going to go down. All the boys are going to go down in one, like, big stretch car.
Safe.
And
you're
have
not
some,
getting a bus again, are
have
you?
Have some beers.
The bus?
Party bus. Oh, man. On the way up to Connecticut this weekend, I drove by one that was super large, and even though I was angry with traffic,
right.
And I know I'm digressing. We'll get to you in a second here, but this thing looked incredible. It was brand new. The guy was going about 85 miles an hour. And I knew inside was some incredible party going.
Mm-hmm.
The party buses are great, Rob. They really are. But, I mean, I will get a regular, like a stretch limo.
You were displeased with your last party bus.
You know, and incidentally, since I am talking about it, we are in need of a vehicle for the Mike O'Mara show this Friday. And we'd be more than willing to talk about terms if you give us a call.
Certainly.
The number's 877-365-3636. We're looking for wheels. We're going out. The Junkies spring
looking
break.
For wheels.
The spring break party is this Friday night, and we're going to it. I invited Big O and Dukes from the Midday Show here at WJFK in Washington, D.C. to go along with us.
Right.
And it's the whole thing about camaraderie and synergy and that good stuff. However, as soon as you walked in and you heard us talking about this, you became, with a capital M, management to me.
Why does my mere presence in the room make that happen?
I'll tell
I don't
you
understand.
What, because under normal circumstances, just like hanging out, but I was almost feeling like it would, that's like doing the show. Isn't it doing the show? Have our little meeting.
It's an audience.
That's really like our, that's our sacred time that we were in there. And it was like, I really felt, did anyone ask you to sit in on that?
No.
Did someone from higher up in management?
No.
Did the president of the company ask you
absolutely
to come by?
Absolutely not, but I can rest assured it's not going to happen very often.
Really?
Yes.
Very often?
I think that's a very smart
But move. You just came in because that was the timing of it, right?
I just came in because it was Beth Ann's first day. I figured I'd just drop by.
Okay.
No big deal.
All right. Okay, it's fine.
I barely even talked. I barely
you
said
know
a word.
It's true.
But we're getting to know each other as each day goes by. You know that I share certain paranoid thoughts as well. You can't do this for as long as we've done this without feeling just slightly overwhelmed.
I know, but I haven't given you many reasons to be creeped out yet.
No, you haven't.
And I'll try to keep it that way.
Do the guys that you've worked with for a million years, do the Junkies, do they ever get creeped out by you?
No, we fight a lot, though.
You
a lot
fight?
Of fights.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't fight today about that thing we were talking about.
I can't
really
see us fighting much at all, ever.
Okay,
so
good.
So I don't think that'll be a problem.
Fighting with sticks.
All right. If you want to, you know, if you want to fight with Buzz.
Yeah.
No.
Buzz doesn't fight.
He's a good fighter.
Yes, fight with her.
Yeah.
We're going to, look,
well,
and the reason, and you can tell her out in the hallway, the reason we're not bringing her in, because we're going to make a big deal.
It's a build-up.
She's chomping at the bit.
She
always has.
She is. No.
And Mike, I hesitate.
No.
Now she's ruined it.
I didn't mean to yell at you at the first day. God, I want to make a nice big deal about it. I want it to be nice.
It's like seeing the bride before the wedding.
I almost hesitate to bring this up, but I'm sure you remember that Beth Ann and Chris have a past.
Oh, that's right.
And a future.
Yeah, we'll discuss that. we'll discuss that.
Now I have an excuse. I can't or I would get fired.
Okay, yeah, that's the policy.
Beth Ann, it's never going to work out.
And Beth Ann has already come up with what I believe is a brilliant idea about the CBS sexual harassment policy that we are going to so do on the show. I might even do it. I might even do it tomorrow or the next day. That's how good this idea is. This is what it gives everybody a chance to stretch their acting chops.
Soon.
And these are people that are not professional radio broadcasters. All right, CK, you're excused.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for coming in. Appreciate it.
He's a good guy.
He exits much faster than he enters.
Oh, my God. Lots to talk about on the show. First of all, here in Washington, D.C., another big Caps game tonight. I'm totally into it. They won over the weekend, which means there's a sixth game.
Right.
Which means if they win that, there'll be a seventh game. Uh-huh. And while he was in here, I should have asked him if I could.
What?
What do you want to do?
This affects you two directly.
Really?
If there's a game tomorrow?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Can I leave like 10 minutes early?
To rock the red?
To rock the red.
It's highly irregular, but
I would think it would be all right.
Okay.
Can you take me with you?
No, I feel like I'm such a slacker, though.
No.
I mean, that'll be the seventh show, and I will be ducking out early.
And the seventh game.
And the seventh game, though. You don't get many seventh games of the playoffs in NHL.
Huh? Plenty of shows.
It was predicted that the Caps would win in seven.
That's right, not 6-7. Oh, boy, I'm excited about this. This is a great game over the weekend, so rock the red, and if you're an NHL fan around the country, you understand why I'm getting excited about it. All right, here's the deal.
Yeah.
Got in the car right after the show, had Carla pick me up with the kids on Friday night after our barbecue.
That was
and
nice, yeah.
Thanks to everybody that showed up for the barbecue.
Lots of fun.
It was such a good time. I noticed the grills that were down in the basement. Have you seen those?
Still there.
Didn't we give those away?
They were declined by some, and a prize was offered in to replace the other.
Ah.
So the grills will go back.
Gee, does that – oh, so they're going to go back to their rightful owner?
Yes.
You're lying out your ass right now to me.
Absolutely.
You are so – that is the
I
look you get.
I tell you gospel truth.
I know that look. You are not telling the truth in
what,
its entirety.
What do you want me to swear on?
No, the thing is – they're going back to the people that
exactly.
donated them.
That's exactly where they're
but
going.
But wasn't the whole idea on Friday that we don't do that?
By the time that Megan got out there to give them to the people or make arrangements, because as you recall, they were not ours to give away.
And they were hot.
And they were red hot. Three of the people had left. They didn't want the grills. And then the other guy was given the choice of a grill or a digital camera.
You
and
know
he took
prices.
The digital camera.
All right. I don't want to be difficult. I really don't want to be difficult.
Nor do I want you to be difficult.
The thing is, though,
I do.
And I know you do.
Buzz.
And you're going to get your wish. The grills valued each one. You probably priced them, and you bought them.
Sure,
so what
absolutely.
Are we talking about?
I think $100 for the small one, $150 for the bigger one. Is that about right?
Maybe
a
couple
grill?
Hundred for a Weber kettle, as nice as those are. Yeah.
$600, $700.
Yeah, probably.
Around that area, yeah.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. How many times did we mention the particular client?
The correct answer is no more.
I'm going to say about 10.
Yeah. I'm just kind of doing the math
maybe
here.
Maybe
more. It just would seem to me. So was there a need to get these back? Were we going to be in trouble if we didn't give them back?
That
be
was
honest
the,
with me
That
there.
Was the agreement.
What was the agreement?
That they would be returned.
Oh, I see.
The original agreement was we'd give them back.
Okay. All right. It just seems to me it wasn't that big a deal.
See, remember how radio works. Remember that I worked for a radio station that gave away a Rolls Royce that nobody would ever accept because they were going to have to pay taxes on it, and they didn't want to.
Well,
so
you're not
going
to have to pay taxes on a Weber.
No, but I'm just saying radio stations
honest
always
people would.
Find a way. They always find a way.
I'm frustrated by that. I am really frustrated.
I know. You wanted to give away a grill, and
well,
you wanted to be a little bit of a rebel.
Only because, really, when we're talking about value of you know the product in exchange for value of the product. Am I right about that?
No, you're right.
And the value of the product in relation to what that's completely ridiculous.
No, that client got a great deal.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And now but what here's another thing about that particular client. What's he going to do with them now that I'm not going to go in and buy a grill? Are they going to just power wash it and sell it as new?
I believe they have a rental agreement that they do.
Oh, so they'll make it available for rental.
Oh, they rent them. Really? Mm-hmm. All right.
And it'll be stained with Robert's eggs.
Did anybody eat any of Robert's eggs on Friday, incidentally?
No, huh?
Or any day?
It's disgusting. I don't know. I'm just a little frustrated. Yes, Joe?
They were smoking. Oh, he was just peeking in. Wanted to make sure we were here.
He hasn't been here very long, and he might not know where he works. He's finding his workspace.
He's confused. It frustrates me a little bit with that whole grill situation.
I understand. Yeah.
You guys, I mean, Rob, you understand that. Mm-hmm. I mean,
I do.
We gave him...
I know.
Tons.
I mean,
of free advertising.
Buku dinero, and then you know. And I don't want to be difficult because really, it was nice of them to jump in.
Sure,
Megan, to get that all arranged for us for
up
on
to
very
day
short
of,
notice.
It was my understanding that it was here you are, and then day of.
That's I would think for that.
Yes.
If you're going to go here you are, and then take them back, we could have gotten we could have done our own thing probably
right.
there, or somebody could have brought their grills back. It would have been
sure.
fine. But anyway, after
Fine.
The, I don't know. I just Fine. Feel, I'm not feeling satisfied. How do I feel sad? Those grills.
You will get your revenge. Oh, yes, you will.
You'll exactly.
One day
are those
and
sitting
soon.
Down? Are those sitting down there waiting to be picked up?
I don't know. I parked up top.
Can we get
them.
Megan on the line?
Yes.
Is that possible?
One moment.
Well, that's always fun.
Now you tell me, be honest with me, Buzz.
I will.
If this is
totally.
The Mucinex DM talking, I want you to let me know.
No, I know exactly where you're coming from. And trust me, I do think that although you may not get your pound of flesh today, you mm-hmm. will and soon. That's
and it's
what
really
I
not necessary for a pound of flesh. I'm just curious, why the after all that
How do
fuss
we...
was made over these and I gave them away. And I gave them away
BJ,
on the air.
Hey.
Hi, is this Megan?
No, it's Colette.
It's Colette.
Hey, baby.
Hi,
Colette.
Baby.
How you doing today?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
You have your lunch break yet?
Yes, I have.
What'd you have today?
McDonald's.
Oh, that's not the usual fun stuff. You were eating better on Friday.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Can we speak with the lovely Megan, please?
Sure, hold on.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
What I want to know is...
I don't know. I parked up...
Oh, look at you guys.
That's us on the radio.
Hi, it's Megan.
Oh. Hi, Megan.
Hey.
Megan, are you hearing this right now?
I am. I'm
Megan,
listening intently.
You know, the thing is, here's the deal. I mean, they got a great deal.
I agree.
And I kind of gave away those things, like, on the air. I thought that was kind of done and done, you know?
I know.
And now we're, like, taking it away, and that's frustrating. How are they over at the place? Are they cool with everything or what?
Well, I mean, I did try to call and get the grills after they had been given away. I asked him if there was anything that we could do to secure them, and the only option given to me was to purchase them.
Huh.
So, I did try.
How do we determine the value of mentions on the air versus the value of the product?
I actually do have a set.
Especially a rental.
Yeah, I do have a set thing that I go by, and I would say that the value that they got versus what we got was probably about 10 to 1, if not more.
Well,
And did we call or did they call us?
To get the grills?
Yeah, I mean,
we
called them. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
right.
We called them. I was hoping that the grills were going to be officially donated, and I didn't realize until the morning of that they were under the impression that it was a rental, a loaner.
And, all right, Megan, I ask you one last favor. Call them, find out how much they cost.
I can do that.
I'll buy them. I'll buy the grills.
You'll buy the grills?
Just so we don't take them from the people that I said could have them.
Right.
We gave them away on Friday, and I'll do that.
Well, no, I did. I mean, I did talk to one of them, and he took the digital camera and was thrilled with that, and then the other three were gone.
Oh, really? So
yeah,
they didn't hang around?
We don't have records for them.
All right, for the guy that you gave the digital camera, do we have a record of him? Do we know who he is?
I don't know his name. I could definitely pick him out of the pictures.
So
but...
it doesn't matter then. Doesn't matter.
We'll
all right, you know what? Then I'm not gonna pick the scab anymore.
Okay.
All right.
I am happy to help you guys whenever you need to put something together.
You're just
though.
A very sweet woman who was completely taken advantage of in this situation.
Nothing but helpful.
Yes, absolutely.
But we'll make a fist the next time, okay?
Thank you.
All right, thanks, Megan.
All righty, bye-bye.
All right, well, if they all walked away, they didn't care anyway.
I guess so. We ended up getting a product that we were renting, really, but we did it at purchase prices.
We
paid
did
way
much
too much
worse
for
than purchase prices.
And
yeah.
That's bad business,
yes,
is what
it
that
is.
Is.
And if they had called us, it would have been different. If we went looking for it,
right.
That's fine. So anyway, the day starts for me on Friday. I'm taking care of family business. With everything that's been going on around the show, getting this show ready to go on the air, and a lot of stuff happening. I haven't had any time to visit my family up in New England. Haven't had any time whatsoever.
Right.
So as soon as everything resolved itself, I made an absolute decision that I wasn't going to waste any time. And without even making flight arrangements or anything, I was going to load up the truck and head up to New England.
A weekend in New England.
And I am here to say, and this is the truth, and Carla, back me up on this. The next time I suggest a road trip of any kind, I will never, ever, ever, ever drive any distance over 3 hours to anywhere from Washington, D.C. again. It cannot be done.
You can't do it?
You cannot do it. It's ridiculous.
It's very taxing.
And there's only one way to do it, Rob. And the way I did it going up, I think I solved the problem. But the problem is for if you're working on a Monday,
right?
Everybody is coming back at the exact same time. And the lovely hamlet of Wilmington, Delaware, which used to be a sleepy little post-road town where you'd go through there, you'd get your little McDonald's burger, and you'd head over the Delaware Memorial Bridge, and everything would be fine.
Right.
Well, it sucks!
Well, the 95 corridor has become inadequate to handle the load of traffic.
It is no longer, and I mean, I used to...
Route 50 is much the same.
I've been down here for almost 30 years. I've lived down here for a very, very long time. 30 years is Washington.
Congratulations.
And damn proud of it. I love this area. I really do. I really enjoy this area.
Deeply.
I enjoy, you know, the fact that this is the nation's capital, and it's a good time.
You're waving,
really saluting this area.
But you know, it has become. I used to drive up north all the time. I would drive to New York.
Right.
I would drive to New England. I would drive to the wilds of New England. I go all the way up to Maine.
True or false? You used to be able to make it from here to New England in 3.5 hours.
I have made it. You know, you're joking.
I am joking.
You know, I could make it to Connecticut. I've made it. I've made it in a. Maybe a little over 4 hours.
Oh.
Wow, now that's pretty fast.
I swear to God, I made record time.
Were
one time.
In a Maserati?
No, I might have been in my little Ford Fiesta.
Oh, that thing.
The very first car I had. But yeah. I mean, for anybody that drives, for anybody around this area that drives or takes regular road trips or for the love of God has a job that requires you to cover this ground.
Long commute.
It is just insane. We decide that we're going to drive up on Friday night and we're going to go see my mom. This is in the middle of Connecticut, central Connecticut. That's where I'm going. New England, not that bad. We'll drive after the show. That means we'll hit the road by, well, we ended up hitting the road by about 8, had a little dinner here.
Mm. Good.
And we're cruising. It is flawless. It's fantastic.
Oh,
we get to, and I'll never forget the name of this town because I logged a lot of time there, Elkton, Maryland.
Okay.
Nice.
Elkton, Maryland, as my mom told me, Elkton is where people used to go from Connecticut to get marriage licenses for quickie weddings,
so
because
it's close to the border.
It took 3 days. Now, what is the significance of that? Because it is close to the border.
Because that would be the first stop you could make. You know, if you just wanted to get to Maryland to get a marriage license,
coming over the state,
that's what it is. From out of state.
Okay, yeah. Because, but I didn't know at the time. It's dark out, and all of a sudden we hit just wall to wall traffic.
Everyone getting married.
This is 9:30 heading up.
Oh, okay.
North, 95 North, heading up to 95 North. We're going up there and we're saying this is going to be no problem at all. You know, and I thought that we might make it really all night. We might drive all night and get up there 1 o'clock, 1:30 in the morning. We get to 95 in beautiful scenic Elkton.
Elkton.
And it's a log jam. Now, at the time, I didn't realize why. If I'd known, I might have kept going.
You know now?
We pull off the highway. Well, I knew when I was coming back in the other direction because it log jammed again.
Oh. What's that?
The fact is, it is at the border. And the lovely state of Delaware has decided that that toll at the Delaware Memorial Bridge is not sufficient, really. They've got to give us one more toll.
Two tolls?
Well, you drive through the state of Maryland. You drive through the state of Virginia if you're on Route 95. And you can go for miles. You can go for a good chunk of time without getting a toll. But in Delaware, on 95, especially when you're coming south, you will go, if you're on the New Jersey Turnpike, you will hit a toll at the Jersey Turnpike, you will hit a toll at the Delaware Memorial Bridge, and you will hit a toll on Route 95. Have you guys ever driven?
Sure, not recently.
Sure. Yeah,
you know what I'm talking
absolutely.
About.
Absolutely.
It's insanity.
Are you insane?
It's insane.
Can you use the easy pass on those tolls?
You could if I had it. And
I thought you had it.
I didn't, because when I was at the other place, I never bothered to get it.
You should use mine.
Oh, my God. It is not. You should not have to travel the distance I traveled and make it 8 hours in the car.
Wow.
It was hours in the car yesterday, and every asshat, including the lady smoking her cigarette from North Carolina, at the toll for 95, this is after you've paid for Jersey, and this is after you have paid for the Delaware Memorial Bridge, you come up to the last toll, and it's like within, I think it's within 5 miles. You've got three tolls within 5 miles. They wonder why this part of the highway is absolutely impassable.
Now, Delaware, do they need the money that bad? It's such a little state.
You know, I thought for a second that it might be a Maryland toll, and I might be wrong. It might be a Maryland toll. You know, I'm on 95. I don't even know. I'm so pissed off. I don't even know what's going on. But it log jams traffic going north. It log jams traffic coming south. And I'm out of my mind because what they do is you've got cash lanes over to the right.
Right.
And then you've got easy pass lanes over to the left.
Sure.
But in the cash lanes on the right side, there are three tiny little lanes that they have also singled out for easy pass. So when you have backed up traffic over a mile, you look up ahead and you see, hey, there's a little hole from the cash side. And you don't realize that they're easy pass lanes until you're stuck in between, you know, the river. It's like logs going down the river, and you're stuck in between them, and then you have to shoehorn your way with the wonderful nice people.
They are nice.
Who don't
want to
let
sharing,
you in at all.
Caring.
Oh, it sucked.
As
it really
a proud
did.
Easy Pass patron, they really do cater to the Easy Pass person.
Sure.
Because I used to use the Dulles Greenway when we were going back and forth to Rockville, and lots of times I'd laugh at the people in the log jam. Ha-ha!
Ha-ha-ha! Foolish people! Because, I have Easy Pass!
But you should get the Easy Pass.
Well, you know, I don't think I'm going to be driving anymore. Ever. Anywhere. I'm going to fly. I'm going to fly from here to Manassas. When the show's over tonight, I'll be flying. I'll be taking a 737.
You told us that you've made this this promise before, that you've sworn before that you would never make these long trips. How do we know you're going to stick to it?
I'm sticking to it because it was...
Yeah, Mike.
This is you know why I'm sticking to it?
Why?
Because yesterday was the last time.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the reason there.
All right.
Let's go to... we got a phone call. Let's go to a person I don't know from area I don't know. Hello, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, hello, stranger.
Hi, Buzz.
Hey, Buzz, it's a call for you.
and Mike.
All right, Buzz, I just wanted to wish you a belated holiday.
Oh, thank you for yesterday. Thank you, and to you, sir.
Are you currently high? What's your name, sir?
My name's Howard.
Do we have a little... Hey, can Joe hear me? Because I
want
to find out,
because
it sounds like we might have a problem with the phones.
Hey, Joe? Mm.
Joe, do we have a problem getting the names and the stuff up on the computer screen today?
Joe?
In the screener room?
Joe Celebrant.
Let's take another call here.
And Joe's mic is open, so when Joe wants to join us, he may.
Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. You're on the radio.
Howdy.
Hi, who are you?
Ben.
Hi, Ben. Where are you calling from?
Columbia.
Ben, what can we do for you today?
How you, Ben?
Well, Mike, I wanted to tell you I went up to Long Island this weekend up the New Jersey Turnpike, and it was hell.
What time did you come back? Did you come back yesterday?
We came back yesterday. We drove into the thunderstorms in Maryland.
What time were you, around Wilmington? What time were you there?
We were around Wellington around 4:30.
Oh, we were absolutely at the exact same time. It's insane. It's insane, not necessarily because of the weather. Would you not agree when you have three major traffic stopping tolls, including the toll where you can't just hand the guy a dollar? He has to take your ticket, process what the toll is.
Are they still handing out the
cards?
The
New Jersey Turnpike with the cards.
We have the Easy Pass, which normally works fine, except when they only have the Easy Pass only lanes on the left side of the road.
Right.
When you're driving on the right side of the road, and then you get up to the toll, and then you have to cross over five lanes of back bumper traffic.
I am so glad you're on that. Well, you know, it doesn't surprise me. Most of our listening audience, I'm sure, was on 95 outside of Wilmington.
They were all there.
Well, it's Passover. All the Jews are going up to New York.
Oh, that's right. It's the Jewish holiday.
Absolutely.
Oh, they were all Jewish.
Hava,
Nagila, Hava, Nagila.
Now, are you like Mike? You're never going to make the trip again?
Unfortunately, no. I'll be making the trip again. But I go at night, when it's a lot faster.
Now, that's when I left before. I actually left in the wee hours of the morning. I think I got up at 4:45. We were on the road Saturday morning because we stayed overnight in Elkton. We hit the log jam.
Did you stay at the Hyatt or the Hilton?
Stayed at the Hampton Inn.
Oh, that's a good place.
A lovely, lovely place. I love the Hampton Inn. Hello, caller. I still haven't heard from Joe, so I have no idea what's
going on.
Joe,
are you there? Joe? Joe?
Hello?
Yes, caller, you're on the air. What's your name?
My name's Howard. Hello?
Yes, turn your radio down, please.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. How are you?
Okay, the radio's off, Mike.
Okay, it's off, and so are you. Thank you.
So's the phone.
Let's go to the... And you know what I'm getting, Rob? Every time I click on one of these phone lines, I'm getting a little Pac-Man signal.
Like the mouth?
Yeah.
You win.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Hey, look who came in. Hi.
Hi, John. What's up?
Can you hear us back there?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Well, we're doing calls.
We only called you like 16 times.
Oh, I must have missed it.
Okay. All right. What's going on?
What do you need?
Get out of here.
He's here now.
Thanks. Thanks for your help.
The names
stellar job.
The names and locations are not coming up on the screen. Oh.
Thanks. Okay, hi, caller. What's your name?
This is Sean from Loudoun County.
Hi, Sean. What can I do for you?
Hey, I'm actually from Long Island also. I was on the 95 North Corridor two Thanksgivings ago.
Right.
And that toll booth you were talking about, you know how there's six lanes after the toll booth?
Right.
They had shut that down to two lanes on 2 days before Thanksgiving. It took me 3.5 hours to get in that 1 mile stretch.
And the thing about it, you know, you realize that they are just you feel probably like they felt in the revolutionary days.
Yeah.
Because it's like so taxation different. Without representation. Uh-huh. You know,
but you might as well go by horse and buggy at that point in time. Uh-oh. I mean, you get there in the same amount of time.
I feel your pain. Hey, look at this. We've gotten to talking all about the highways and byways, and we haven't even had a chance to bring in a very special lady.
Oh, her?
Haven't had an opportunity to talk to my favorite lady, a lady who's going to change the whole complexion of the Mike O'Mara Show. I'm talking, of course, about the one... The only. Now, is it on bank two or bank one,
bank
Rob?
Bank one. It's on your card.
Okay.
See it down there?
There
bank
it is. It. Yes, sir. Bank one. All right. Beth Ann. There it is.
Yeah.
Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, she's traveled from the Carolinas. She didn't have to pay as many tolls as I did this weekend. She made it back here last week, moved up lock, stock, and barrel. I'm talking about our executive producer, Miss Beth Ann McBride.
The
partly new Beth Ann McBride.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Well, 35 minutes into the show. Thank you, boys.
That is, my apologies. You know, here we are and
got wound up.
Beth Ann, how have you been?
I got a feeling this show is all about you.
No, it's not all about me. It's not
Hence
all about
the name.
Me at all. No.
You had CK on.
Right.
You had Megan on.
Right.
We tried to have Joe on.
I know. And I'm back.
I don't know what
the
problem is there. I have no idea what's going on with that.
I do.
You do?
Yeah, he's a moron.
Oh, now see.
Oh,
what have I done?
You've hurt Mike's tuberculosis.
Oh, now we have names and everything. But you know what I wanted to ask? First of all, before we get started, how are you?
How have you been?
You don't care.
We have to take a break.
I knew it! I had something planned.
You're going to plan
it? The only thing I ever said to you was, please, just give me part of the first break, the first part of the first break.
I'm going to give you the first part of the second break.
I can't do it now, but that's fine.
Why can't you do it now?
Because in order to complete the thing I planned for all of you, I had to do it by 3:30.
Why?
What happened to the music?
Because
I stopped
it.
I faded it out.
This emergency meeting.
Now, what was it going to be?
How about if we did it?
Have I ruined it? Have I completely ruined it?
I don't know if when we dial this number, if anyone will answer it.
But it's now 3:32. That's only 2 minutes over.
It's done. I had till 3:30.
Should we try anyway, or should we move on?
I think you should move on.
Oh, it begins.
But it was riveting about the gas grills, Mike.
You've learned something now. You've learned something. It's an open book. We all prepare, so we know what one person is doing, the other person knows. See, that's
but
the way
it would
works.
Have ruined it. I needed your genuine...
Surprise.
Yes.
Yeah.
Look, Buzz, I had the envelopes and everything.
I'm keeping these.
Okay.
Was Buzz in on it?
No,
I don't know.
I know,
I have two magic envelopes. I know nothing about them.
When we come back from the commercial break, will you at least try to tell us what you were going to do?
By the way, I'm rusty. Here are your liners for the show. There you go. Don't forget to have five other people on before you call me back in. And
2 minutes into the show, I've already disappointed her entirely.
It's good to have a strong producer now.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
But she's given us a new nickname for her.
What's that?
Rusty.
Rusty? Oh, God. Hey, the Mucinex is working.
Yeah, you're clearing up.
We will visit with a full break with Beth Ann McBride, our new executive producer, when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Thank you. Thank you, Beth Ann.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.